Soon Thanksgiving is coming. It's going to be here. It's getting closer by the day, and we're all thinking about getting together with our families and our friends and going back to our roots, many of us. Some of us will go someplace and just have a nice quiet dinner. Wherever you go, whatever you do, the most important thing that you can do in this great day that we have set aside of gratitude is to truly thank the one who is responsible for all the good that we have. Regardless of the difficulties that we find in life, no matter how we must struggle in order to survive, so many of us have to struggle from day to day. You know, we live from hand to mouth sometimes, but I'll tell you this, there has never been a time in my life where I could not be grateful. And as I live each and every day, I become more and more grateful. Why? Because I begin to see the beauty of all that surrounds me. I begin to understand that this is a gift from God. That life itself, every breath I take, is God's gift to me. We must see in all of creation, in all the things that surround us, the hand of God, the generosity of God, the goodness of God, God as Father. Not just as God, God as Father. Now, I have to tell you that in this day and age, that is probably even more important. That vision of God is more important than any other, that God is truly Father. There are many religions that consider that an abomination. God cannot be Father. He cannot be loving. He cannot be giving. He's absolute, totalitarian. He's an authority. In reality, God is love. God is giving. God is kindness. God is tenderness. Never blame God for the bad things in life, because it isn't God who brought them into the humanity and into creation. It is sin that brought the evils. God is constantly giving. He is constantly recreating. He is constantly trying to share His infinite love, His infinite goodness, His gifts with each and every one of us. We must be open to those. And once we open ourselves up to the awareness of the great and tremendous gifts that surround us every single day, we will then be grateful. And in that gratitude, we will find peace. Isn't that what we all want? You know, in Christmas time, very shortly after Thanksgiving, we hear, "Peace on earth to men of goodwill." What is true peace? True peace is the recognition of who and what we are before God. True peace is the recognition of the fact that I am a son or daughter of the Father, that I have been given a kingdom, that there is something waiting, that this is not all there is, that these things that surround me are means to an end, that they serve a purpose, and that by using them for the glory of God and the greater good of my brothers and sisters that surround me, I can truly achieve that peace that can only come from a soul united completely with God. A soul that understands that he or she is a daughter or son of the Father. That Christ is our brother, our Savior, our Redeemer, our King. And that this King dwells within us. Not just for us, not just ruling over us, but a God, a King, a beloved, a friend, a divine entity that gives us everything from beginning to end and wants everything for us.